Hey, I'm Megan Abrams. I'm a graduate student. I'm studying business management, and I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Thanks for talking to us today, Megan. Wanted to start off by asking, what made you want to run for Homecoming Queen?
It's a funny story, actually. I'm a member of the SAC committee, Student Athletic Advisory Committee, and we had a meeting. And I actually went to the restroom and I came back and, people were like, Megan, Megan, Megan. I'm like, what's going on? Why are people saying my name? They're like, we think you would be a great candidate for Homecoming Queen. And it was really an honor. I think about, representing, Black women. I think about representing the LGBTQ plus community. So those are just kind of things that I find important. And I want to, stand on this platform. And kind of share my story with other people and to know that, there's not one way a queen is supposed to look.
And then what has been your experience with the new election process that they've had?
Yeah, so I kind of heard a little bit about it last year with Montana running. But, this year was a little bit different. So the essay questions, it was cool to, just be able to kind of put what I able to do on paper. So that was a cool experience, and really just being able to kind of talk to the interview panel and kind of share my story and why I want to be queen and things like that. So it was a very good experience. I definitely would go through it again if I could. So
What did you write about for your essay?
yeah, so a couple of things I talked about were just the work that I do in the community, on campus and off campus. So kind of on campus, I started a student athlete-led organization called Project ID, which kind of is a safe space for student athletes that, identify with minority groups and people that are allies to those minority groups to kind of come together, have conversations and, really just create a space where, there's no judgment. People can speak freely and share their opinions and how they may be feeling. So that's kind of a little bit what I'm doing on campus. And, as far as off campus, there are some volunteer opportunities that I've been able to participate in as far as, volunteering at Holt Elementary and Alberta Head Start. We have a fifth grade game that we host yearly, and it's pretty cool to be able to, see these kids, come out and support us. And, I think I'm just somebody that puts on a jersey, but to them, I'm a role model, and I really take that, I don't take that lightly.
And to speak a little to that, what do you think is the overlap between being a homecoming queen as well as being a student athlete?
Yeah, I think it's really just being able to use your platform to inspire others. I know that I didn't get to where I am alone, and I know I want to pass that forward to the people that come after me. So kind of like I said earlier, I know that, there's more than one way a queen can look. So I really just want to represent that, as far as student athletes and as far as off campus as well.
As they hold more elections in the coming year for Homecoming Queen, what advice would you give to them for ways that they can do better or potentially improve the process?
That's a good question. For someone that wasn't really necessarily familiar with the process prior to the changes, like I said, I really enjoyed it. I do think that, the essay portion is, I think, is important, but the amount of, writing or amount of questions that you have to do, it could be a lot. It did take me a minute to do so. But other than that, I mean, I really enjoyed the process. I don't really have much negative to say about it. It was really cool, like I said, to just be able to share my experiences.
That's great. That's great to hear, Megan. What do you think that the Homecoming Queen represents?
I think the Homecoming Queen represents just a role model, somebody that people can look up to, and understand that it's not only, putting a crown on your head, there's work that goes into it. Off campus and on campus, I really think that it's important to be able to make a difference within your community. So just being an inspiration to others is really what Homecoming Queen should represent.